Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Whenever this podcast may be reaching your ears, you are now tuned into the podcast. You are now tuned into Paratalk, the podcast Reloaded. I am your host, First Lady Christina Renee, and I needed to re-record this podcast. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I procrastinated, and then guiltfully did not record 2 days worth of content, but I don't care. I'm going to do it today. I already recorded this podcast, but to be honest with you, I did it while I was doing my run about 20 minutes ago, and I really didn't like the quality, so I'm re-recording it, and I just had a conversation with the guy in the Fresh Market parking lot, and I don't know, I just feel like I needed to re-record it so you guys could actually hear what I was saying. So, it's not a specific topic that we're talking about today on today's podcast. It's just basically just a conversation. Not every podcast is going to be like highlighted with a title in the sense of like, it's all about consistency and discipline. You know, that's like one of our main targets for my channel is being consistent and being disciplined. And those are the things that are going to help us become successful, get us to the positions in life that we want to be in, and not just talk about them. One thing that's really important today that I want to talk about is, for those of you that don't know, that think the gospel music has gone too far, you think we gotten too radical with our message. All right, yeah, I just told my age. But anyway, for those of you that are not runners, I'm going to call myself a runner now because that's what I do. I run every day. Yes, I do. So I'm up to a mile and a half, and today I ran a mile because I did the bridge. Well, no, I guess I ran a mile and a half. I just didn't run it consistent. I ran a mile consistent, then I ran a half mile coming back. So it was a break in between because I did the incline of the bridges. But what I want to talk about today, and eventually I actually want to do a video on my YouTube channel. For those of you that don't have that information, it is Christina Renee's Corner. That channel is on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe and hit the notification bell so you can know when new updates come to that channel. But I want to talk about the struggles of running. Now, remember, if you are looking for the perfect podcast, again, you are in the wrong place. I say this like every episode, and I'm going to continue to say it because this is raw, real, organic, and that's what we need in this world. We need positivity. We need someone that's going to be real. We need somebody that's going to, you know, give it to us the way that it comes. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm going to talk to you guys about the struggle of running. So on every run, for those of you that don't know me, I'm a bigger girl, okay? Like, I'm trying to unbig my back. That's a part of this season right now. Prayerfully, by December, you know, we will have accomplished that. Now, I done went down a little bit, but my back's still looking a little gorilla-ish. Okay, we needed to come down some. I'm talking about myself, so I can talk about myself like that. I don't need nobody else talking about me like that, but I'm just saying. Anyway, during the process of these runs, I'm not going to lie, every run, the first quarter mile in, I am about to die. I'm questioning all my life choices. I'm questioning, do I really care about being in shape? Do I care about being like 5'5"? Do I really need to be healthy? Because I really think this ain't it. Then I start feeling like I'm hyperventilating. Like I'm running and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so freaking tired. I haven't even done anything. I'm not sweating. Why am I doing this? I'm as big as I don't know what. Why am I trying to do this? This is literally the thoughts that I have at the beginning of every run. So just for you guys or my listeners that's looking to get into running, please know that your negative thoughts are going to be the first thing to overflow in your mind. Okay? They're going to be the things that tell you to stop. Don't go. Don't go further. Don't do it. Don't listen to it. Now, if your body is actually telling you, like, you need to stop, you need to stop, go ahead and listen to your body. But I'm just letting you know, your mind is going to be the hardest part to conquer. So every mile, I mean, every day when I run, when I first start, my mind always plays tricks on me. Like, why are we doing this? Why do you want to do something like this? But I'm just telling you, like, you just remain consistent, you remain vigilant, and you just do what you know you came here to do. You will push past that and your body goes into autopilot. Similar to, now although everybody that's listening to my podcast may not be able to relate yet, but similar to driving. When you first start learning how to drive, you're nervous, like you're not in your lane, you feel like you're gonna hit the other car. Now it's a big semi truck passing somebody, you think you're gonna hit it, it's gonna hit you. You don't watch Final Destination, you scared, you about to pee on yourself, it's a duck in the road, oh, I think I saw a cat, all kind of stuff happening, you're nervous, right? But after you continue to drive over time, you know, those things become second nature to you. It's almost like autopilot. You don't even have to consciously think about driving anymore. You just get in the car, turn the car on, and you drive. You know you're in the lane. You don't have to watch to see if you're in the lane. You just know you're in there. Your body does the same thing when you start a new task or creating a new habit, okay? So just know if you're feeling like you're doing it wrong in the beginning, you're doing it right. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. You know, because my ultimate goal by the end of this year is to be able to run 3 miles a day. Now, some people are like, oh my God, 3 miles a day? Why the heck would she want to do that? That's my goal. That goal is not for anybody else. That goal is for me. That's a personal goal that I want for myself because I would have never thought that I would be able to run a mile straight without stopping. You know, not now. You know, I have in the past, but not recent times. So, like, to even be able to do what I can do now is amazing. And those little small victories overflow into other aspects of your life. And that's where discipline comes in. And even when going to the gym, sometimes I don't even feel like going to the gym, but I go anyway. Even if I'm only there 15 minutes, yes, I said it. Sometimes when I went to the gym, I've only been there for 15 minutes. I go there and I don't do cardio and I just do abs and maybe some arm or leg stuff and that's it. But it's just getting my body into the habit or the routine to know that no, there are no off days. And yes, sometimes things do come up and there may be a time where I don't go to the gym or I don't run. But I tell you what, I've never missed 2 days since June. I've never missed 2 days since June, and I won't. Because, you know, anything can happen when you miss a day. But for me, there should never be a moment where I go 48 hours without doing some sort of physical exercise. Because it's no excuse. And if you telling yourself, I'm talking to you right now, if you telling yourself that you don't have time, you're lying. You're lying. You're lying. For my Haitian listeners out there, umati. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying to yourself. There's always time in the day to do something. If you had time to say you ain't got time, you got time. I'm sorry. You could always do something. Because the thing of it is, we always plan for the future, but you actually are acting out the future in the present moment. See, the past is the past. It's never going to return again. And the future is uncertain. The only thing that you can guarantee right now is what you're doing right now today. So if you're listening to this podcast, whenever you're listening to it, from listener number one to listener 100,000, okay? At the end of the day, start now. Don't wait until next week. Don't wait until Monday. Don't wait until the morning. Do it right now. Find something that you can do right now. Even if you can only do 20 jumping jacks, do 20 jumping jacks today. Do it. There was a time when I couldn't do one push-up. I can do more than 10. I could probably do more than that right now. That I'm telling you, little things add up. If you take a cup of water and you put it under the faucet, eventually that cup will fill up, or whatever vessel you have is going to fill up. That means that the small things count. What is the, it was a podcast that I was listening to, and he was like, you know, if you go to the gym today, are you going to see results tomorrow? No. If you go to the gym 2 days, are you going to see results? No. If you go to the gym a week, are you going to see results? No. But if you go to the gym every day for 365 days, will you see results? Abso-freaking-lutely. Absolutely. Because those compounded actions matter. It matters. It matters. Just like doing nothing gets you bigger with a bigger back. It matters, okay? It matters. And don't say you don't care. Don't say, I just like being plus size. No, you don't. No, you don't. As a fellow past plus size woman, it's not exciting. It's not a ride that I want to get on. And yes, you do need to be beautiful at whatever point you're in, whatever skin you're in. But at the end of the day, if you could be a better you, be a better you. Don't settle for less. Don't do that. Be the best you that you can be. And I made a vow to myself that I'm going to talk to the people on my podcast just like I talk to my friends. Just like I talk to people that want advice from me. I'm going to talk to you like I talk to them. And this is how I talk to them. So make today the best day that it can be. Start now. Right now. Don't wait until tomorrow. Okay? Because tomorrow, you wish you started today. And the end of this year, you wish you started today. And another thing, just to piggyback on like some of my experiences, which I want to do a more detailed video on my YouTube channel. But like the first month and a half, I swear, I think I was gaining weight. Like it was like nothing was happening. It was almost like overnight of being consistent. I woke up one day and I just felt smaller. I felt lighter. You know, like I just felt more energy. And then like I would put on my clothes and my clothes fit different. Because in this situation, for those of you who know me in the past, know that I've been losing the same 80 pounds for the last 10 years. Let's just be real. I can lose weight really easy, but the biggest feat is keeping it off. Now, in the past, I've never really been too consistent with doing weights because it wasn't something that I was really educated. I didn't have a lot of knowledge in it, so I just didn't dabble in it. However, if you want to learn something, learn it. Don't just keep saying, I don't know about this. Learn. This is the time when there is no excuse for the bare minimum. You got YouTube University. You got Google. You got so many options. Facebook Live. You got too many options to be stupid these days. You got too many options to be bare minimum these days. You can be whoever you want to be, baby. This is America. Okay? This is the country where you can do whatever you want to do and still make some money. Not even make no sense. And still make some money. So give way to your excuses today. I'm not even gonna charge you for that. Give way for your excuses today. Become the best version of yourself right now. And even if you're not gonna put forth the action right now, make up in your mind that today is the last day that you are gonna give bare minimum. Tell him you're not gonna be the bottom beat. Okay? If you don't know what that means, you don't need to. But tell them you're not gonna be on the bottom, okay? Started from the bottom, now we here. We're climbing up. We're moving on up. Well, the east side over here is not the best side of town, but we moving up, okay? We moving up, and whatever that means for you is for you. Moving up for you may look different than moving up for somebody else, but we're not focused on nobody else, because whose car can we drive? Our car. You can't drive nobody else's car. You can blow your horn all you want to, but you can only control your vehicle. We can only control our minds. So even if you're not going to take the initiative to do the 20 jumping jacks today, being lazy, make the effort mentally that you're going to make the choice to become a better you today for the future you tomorrow. All right, guys, I've reached my destination. I feel very satisfied on a scale from 1 to 10 with the podcast that I've given you today. My name is First Lady Christina Renee, and you are tuned in to Parrot Talk, the podcast Reloaded. Please hit the notification bell on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast so you can be notified when new uploads happen. If you feel like this podcast can help somebody, send it to them. And again, if you're looking for the perfect podcast, baby, keep searching. All right, guys. On that note, I'm going to let you go. Be amazing. Never stop striving to be the best version of yourself. And until tomorrow, yes, I said it tomorrow. Be well and start today.